To get a better bound, we're going to define some scaling matrices. We can define U as unitary matrices, and they have the same structure as delta. Okay, they are block structured, but they are unitary. And we also define a set of diagonal scaling matrices D. The D matrices are defined in such a way that corresponding to all those repeated scalar blocks, we have a full matrix D I. They are positive definite and symmetric. And of course, actually, in general, we can take any D scalings, but it's sufficient to take D to be positive definite and symmetric. It won't help for any other arbitrary matrices anyway. So we're going to restrict D to be positive definite and symmetric. For all those full block perturbations, we're going to define scalings as diagonal scalings, DI identity matrices. So we're going to use the same scaling just for one full block. The principle of choosing such a scaling is that they're going to be interchangeable with the perturbation delta. And in fact, it's easy to see that, for example, for any U matrix in a set of U, then U star is also in a set. And U delta is also in a set. It's also in belongs to the delta structure, because remember U has the same structure as delta. Not only that, we can see that the largest singular value of U delta and equal to the largest singular value of delta U, and of course is also equal to the largest singular value of delta, so it doesn't change the largest singular value anyway. And one of the important properties of the descaling is that they are interchangeable with the perturbation delta, that is d delta equal to delta d, sometimes also written as d delta d inverse equal to delta. So it's kind of invariant scalings. Now, using those scalings, we can see right away that the structure singular values of mu by multiplying any U matrix to m, it doesn't change the structure single values of M. So actually, the structure single values of MU is equal to structure single value UM is the structure single values of M. And of course, it's also equal to the structure single values DM D inverse, because the property of D delta D inverse is equal to delta. Now, what we can do is now we can apply the lower bound to the left, leftmost structure singular values. That is, we can take the maximum of spectrum radius of mu or um, which is the same anyway. And then obviously we can see that it's going to be less than the structure singular values we want to compute. And we can use the upper bound, the largest singular value on the rightmost matrix. That is, we end up with the up bound of taking over the minimum d and all possible d's. So we want to find the smallest, tightest up bound, that is largest singular value of dm d inverse. So now we get a up bound and low bound like this, the maximum over all u in a set for the spectrum radius of um. And the up one is the large singular value of DMD inverse. And we're going to take over this, search over the smallest possible ones over the allowable scaling matrix, says D. Now, we're going to see that this bounds, this up bounds and lower bounds, are much, much better than the crude bound we already obtained without any scalings.